Well, Steve, you must be pleased and a little bit relieved in the end.
Well, look, you know, it's what it is. You know, it's never going to be easy. You know, teams have a certain game plan where they come and keep the ball. And especially in the first half, it was a bit frustrating because they had good possession, but we're just quite happy to pass it around the back and back to the goalkeeper. And of course, it gives a bit of frustration. But listen, we've got the result. We can play better than that. And that's what it's all about. We've played better than that this season and not won. Mm. And that's the way the division is. Mm-hmm. So you take it. I always thought we were a threat. I always thought that we've got a goal in us. And thankfully, we've managed to score twice. It's a poor one to give away, but that's what happens. Mm.
First 45 was probably about as comfortable as I've seen you for a long time in a game. Because they didn't really... I think Sam could have taken a deck chair out of the first 45. Sam,
exactly. And we needed to keep the ball better. You know, we needed to keep the ball better. And there's still a few anxious after what's happened. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a few anxious and we give the ball away a little bit too cheaply in the first half in particular. But you're right, I thought we were very comfortable. We've got this awful trait of not starting properly in the second half and got punished for the first bit of slackness we've got. Give them a lift. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they've got some decent players and... but thankfully, we've seen it through. For me, the right result was that we won. But you're right, we were comfortable for large parts, hairy for half an hour towards the finish. It's Aston Villa. It's always going to be that way, isn't it?
Back-to-back wins, that's a big thing at any stage of the season as well.
Well, we know we're playing catch-up and we're playing under pressure. And it's big enough pressure to play here. Mm. I understand that totally. But it can only help. Confidence can only help. Codge coming back, you can see what lift he gives everybody. That little bit of unpredictability up the top end of the pitch. Good to see him. He's got another 75 minutes. See how he is tomorrow. Young Keenan wasn't feeling well before the game, but trudged on. And that's now six games on the trot he's played. And delighted for him.
How important is you now that you've got this system and this team that you were able to play unchanged today to try and keep that settled?
Well, if you look at my managerial career, Mark, that's the one thing I try. Mm. Of course, you get injuries, you get suspensions, and you get loss of form. But you stick to a system. I'll make no bones about it. When I arrived here some 10 months ago, I didn't think we could be open and expansive. I wanted to stay, daft as this might seem, I wanted to stay in the division because the club was on such a slippery slope that I thought I've got to get a team that's difficult to beat, difficult to play against, grind out a few results and try and turn it round a bit. So I've got no... that's the way I set it up. But I've always played two strikers, whether it's playing three at the back or 4-4-2 or whatever. You know, the whole team I got up with last year played 4-4-2, 4-4-1-1 if you like to call it. You know, the time before that we played three at the back and two strikers. So it's one thing that I always want to do. We've now got the players, I think, to cope with it. And let's hope it's right.
Just finally from me, Ross McCormack and stories about Melbourne City.
I believe it's close. I wish him the best of luck and get his career started again. And if that's where it needs to go and play, then I hope he goes and does and takes it on. And there's a clause in January to get him back. And I hope playing regularly gets him on the right track.